Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the approval of the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections, Madam Secretary? Okay, hearing none? Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We approve the agenda as revised.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our August the 19th meeting.
So moved.
I have a second to that motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we have the approval of the finding of the facts of the August 19th meeting.
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Aye. Second.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give us a voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Okay. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome.
First case, please.
Case number 11273, Zerby LLC, southeast corner of the intersection of Rehoboth Avenue Extended and Route 1. Tax map ID is 334, map 13.19, parcel 84, 85, and 86. A variance from the front yard setback requirements for a through lot.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jeffrey E. Zerby, Sr., Todd Waters Road in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, number 2.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay.
I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I am representing the applicant, Zerbe LLC. With me is Jeff Zerbe, sitting right here, who was just sworn in. This is an application to permit a 10-foot front yard setback on a double frontage commercial parcel. Technically, we're requesting a 50-foot front yard setback variance on both frontages and a variance from a required 20-foot buffer requirement. And as I will explain, this is an extremely unique situation. I've given a exhibit packet that I think is just handed out, and I'll be referring to the exhibits during my presentation. Zerbe LLC owns three adjacent tax map parcels, as shown on Exhibit A, and those parcels are tax map parcels 84, 85, and 86. The combined parcels contain 32,666 square feet and are zoned C1 general commercial. The parcels are all double frontage, having frontage on both Route 1, which is on the left of the tax map, which is the south side of the property, and frontage on Rehoboth Avenue Extended, which is on the right or the north side of the property. To the east, the site borders the Rehoboth Professional Center, which is parcel number 87. All of you are probably very familiar with this site, since it's located at the main entrance to Rehoboth Beach. If you were going south on Route 1 and making that left turn into Rehoboth Beach at the light, this is the property that would be immediately on your right after you crossed over Route 1. Sometimes it's referred to as the point. If you refer to Exhibit B, this is a survey showing the existing site. First of all, I think you can see that the parcel is unusual in shape. The east side, which is the bottom portion of the property, or the bottom of the sheet, is approximately 270 feet wide with a zigzag, as you can see in the property line. But as you go toward the top of the page or to the west, the property narrows down to a point on a curve. And I would basically describe it that if Rehoboth Beach was a large ocean liner, this property would be the very bow of the ship. Currently, each of these parcels has buildings located on them. The east parcel, which again would be the parcel to the bottom of the page, is the Point Coffee Shop that was formerly the Obie Lee Coffee Shop. The middle property is a metal warehouse, and the western property has two older dwellings located on it. The existing setbacks of all the existing buildings are nonconforming, and the coffee shop actually has a corner which is only 4.6 feet from Rehoboth Avenue Extended, and one of the dwellings has a corner which is approximately 5.6 feet from Rehoboth Avenue Extended. Exhibit C is an aerial photo of the site, and you can see that the site is the area outlined in red, again showing the coffee shop building, the warehouse, and the two dwellings. Zerbe Inc. Has acquired all three of the properties, and the plans are to replace the existing buildings with a new retail building. Mr. Zerbe has two goals in mind in doing this. One is to construct appropriate and modern retail space on the site. And the second is because of the unique location of the site as this point of entry to Rehoboth, and also because it's going to be a first impression to a lot of visitors when they come to Rehoboth. His intention is to design the building with a style and architecture and features that would be appropriate for what, in effect, would be kind of a landmark upon entering Rehoboth from Route 1. Now, under the county zoning ordinance, because the property is zoned C1 commercial, and additionally, because the site is in an area designated as the Route 1 Combined Highway Corridor Overlay Zone. The site would be required to have somewhat unique setbacks. And basically, the setbacks are a 60-foot front yard setback that includes a 20-foot landscape buffer. And because these are double frontage lots, basically that what that means is that they would be required to have a 60-foot setback on both the Route 1 front and the Rehoboth Avenue front. Now, when the Route 1 Combined Highway Corridor Overlay Zone was created, to the best of my knowledge, part of the reason was for the development happening on Route 1, and particularly the outlets and the shopping centers and things like that. The idea was they wanted to have these located further back and create landscaping along Route 1 to have a better appearance. This site, I don't think, is really what was envisioned in the overall planning of that ordinance. However, if you look at Exhibit D, and I will qualify this, that I prepared this, so it's not drawn to scale, but I did try my best to draw it to scale. But if you look at Exhibit D, what I've done here is the blue area coming from both Rehoboth Avenue and Route 1 would be the required 60-foot setback. And if that was provided, the yellow area, which is kind of an arrowhead, would actually be the buildable area that would be left if those setbacks actually were provided. And I think you can see that that result would basically leave the property unbuildable and probably of little value. In applying the legal standard or just common sense, I think you can see that that result would be a severe hardship to the property owner. What we are requesting is a variance from the two 60-foot frontage setbacks to permit 10-foot setbacks. And although I realize you do not review site plan approval, I want to explain what is planned so that you fully understand what is envisioned here. Exhibit E shows a site plan and the location of the property with the proposed building on the site, the building being the area it colored in reddish. And Exhibit F is just a blow-up of that building site plan, which is a little more capable of being seen. As you can see on Exhibit F, the parking would be provided on the east side of the property. That would be the side closer to the boardwalk. And then the building would be located on the western portion of the site. As shown on this plan, there would be 11,732 square feet of retail space divided into six shops. The entrance to the shops would be from an interior landscaped entrance area. There'd be additional landscaping in the parking area. The new building, as I've indicated, is proposed to have a 10-foot setback from the Route 1 and the Rehoboth Avenue extended right-of-ways. The architectural design would be what we believe would be fitting and appropriate as this focal point for the entrance to Rehoboth. The site plan itself will have to go before the Planning and Zoning Commission for approval. But again, I just wanted you to have some idea of what was being proposed. The Exhibit G is just a copy of Section 115-194.1 of the County Zoning Ordinance. This is the Combined Highway Corridor Overlay Zone. And the reason I included this is in the purpose clause listed in the ordinance, it states that, of course, the ordinance goes on to say you have to have these setbacks, but the purpose, as it's stated, is to preserve and enhance the aesthetic and visual character of land uses contiguous to roads like Route 1, and to encourage a positive visual experience of development of land along the corridor. So we believe with what we're planning that we really meet the goals and the purpose of the corridor overlay zone, even with the requested variance. I also point out to you that in the purpose clause itself, and this is a little bit unusual, but it actually states that variances to the provisions of this section may be considered by the Board of Adjustment as permitted by your rules. So I think in passing that ordinance, it was recognized that there probably would be instances where variance would be requested due to unique situations. So again, my point is that while we are requesting a variance, we do believe that we're going to be complying with the goals of enhancing the visual appearance of the Route 1 entrance to Rehoboth. Ultimately, and again, we're only dealing with conceptual design because our starting point is seeking to get a variance and the design will follow. But basically, again, the parking area, the building would be located here with the entrance to the shops from here. The 10-foot setback is intended to be a 10-foot sidewalk that would wrap around the point. And there have been discussions with DelDOT about placing a 5-foot landscaping area that would actually be in the right-of-way that is not roadway, of course. It's existing right-of-way there. That, of course, would have to be approved by DelDOT, but that is what's being contemplated. Now, I do want to tell you that the applicant has had discussions and a meeting with DelDOT to review the proposed plan and also the redesign of the entrances. The entrances that are there now will be changed somewhat, again, with DelDOT approval. And Exhibit H of the exhibits is a letter from DelDOT dated September 23rd, 2013. And in that letter, DelDOT acknowledges that they've held this meeting to discuss the conceptual redevelopment plan, which is the plan with the 10-foot setbacks. At the bottom of that letter, you can see that DelDOT states that the department would have no objection with Boardwalk Plaza. Boardwalk Plaza is Mr. Zerbe. He owns Boardwalk Plaza. Moving forward through the Sussex County planning and zoning process. So basically, DelDOT's indicating that they have no objection to the concept plan utilizing the 10-foot setback. So in summary, it's a very unique situation, this piece of land, due to the unusual physical shape of it and the severe impact of the 60-foot setbacks on both frontage streets makes it even more unique. The variance is necessary for the reasonable use of the property, and in this situation, the setbacks would have such a severe impact that the property would literally be almost unbuildable without the variances. The situation was not created by the applicant. This is the existing shape and size of the property. It's the shape that it's in when Mr. Zerbe purchased it. And I think one can assume that the size of these properties have been whittled down over the years as DelDOT has acquired additional right-of-way, both on Route 1 and on Rehoboth Avenue Extended. The variance will not alter the essential character of the area. Basically, if you think about it, the only property really impacted is the DelDOT right-of-way, and DelDOT has indicated that they have no objections to the concept plan. The proposed setback will in no way interfere with the visibility of traffic or anything of that nature, nor will there be any detriment to the public welfare. And as I mentioned, we believe that the new development of the site will create an architecturally attractive landscaped building appropriate for the entrance to Rehoboth Beach that will enhance the initial impression for visitors and be a benefit to the public welfare. I would say that when Mr. Zerbe first came to see me, I drive in this every day, literally every day. I live in Rehoboth, so I go past her every day. And when I tried to think of what was at the entrance to Rehoboth, I actually could not picture what was there. There is no impression of what is there, but there are two old houses and I didn't even know a warehouse was there, to be honest with you. I do have a letter from the owner of the Rehoboth Professional Center, which again is the property to our east, indicating that they have no objection to the proposal, which I'll submit for the record. And lastly, due to the unusual shape and size of the site, the requested 10-foot setback on Route 1 and Rehoboth Avenue is the minimum that's needed to afford relief and to permit what we believe to be the reasonable use of the property. And again, I can only stress that DelDOT has no objection to the concept plan utilizing the 10-foot setback. I do want to add that I've mentioned about creating this enhanced visual appearance at the point. Mr. Zerbe is from Sussex County. He went to grade school in Georgetown. He graduated from Rehoboth High School. He has businesses in Rehoboth, and he's very sincere in wanting to do something that's going to be a benefit to that entrance to Rehoboth and actually be a focal point and something that will stand out and be a good thing for Rehoboth. So for the reasons stated, we are requesting your approval of the variance. Mr. Zerbe, is everything I just said true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
And you did graduate from both Georgetown
yes.
Grade School and
High School.
And gentlemen, that's everything I have to present other than any questions you might have.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with Mr. Mills.
Will there be any variances needed for parking?
No, the only, it's not technically a variance. The Planning Commission has the authority to permit parking in the front yard setback, okay, on site plan review.
I meant number of spaces.
No, it will meet the required parking.
For all the retail stores?
Right.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
Not at this time.
Okay, again, Mr. Pickers?
I believe you're handling that curve there like a cul-de-sac, right? That's the reason you're asking for a 10-foot setback there also.
You mean up here?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, okay, I see what you're saying. So the rest of it right around there would be 10-foot. And then you'd have a 5-foot pavement all the way around that side too?
Yeah, and the lane that actually comes around here is the is if you were going north on Route 1, that's the turn lane to come back into Rehoboth. And I'll be honest with you, it's not used that much because anybody coming north would turn down where the YMCA is. Okay, mm-hmm. There would you'd be gone too far to make that turn. It's not a heavily used turn there. Obviously, the main entrance into Rehoboth is certainly heavily used. And I think you can see that from the aerial photo.
That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Yeah, is there a service road around the outside of the building?
Around this building? There's no service road that I'm aware of.
So it's right next to the main highway. There's no service road on the outside of it at all. So to get deliveries and everything else?
Keep it confined it in the center.
Okay.
That was my question.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was...
From the access road?
No, in the center of the building, that's where you're going to get your deliveries and to each, all your stores.
To all the...
Okay.
Right there.
I didn't know if it was a service road going around that or not. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you.
I didn't answer my question. Mr. Mills?
Is it all retail space or is it office space as well?
No, it's all retail.
Sir, excuse me. You need to come up here if you could.
Just identify yourself.
My name is Jeffrey Zerbe, Sr., and I live in 2 Tidewater Road in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I also own a center very similar to this in Bethany Beach. It's on the corner of Garfield and Pennsylvania Avenue, mm-hmm. and it's called a Lighthouse Station, and it's built like a Coast Guard station, which is similar to the Town Hall of Bethany Beach. And it's white with a red roof like Coast Guard stations are. And it is sort of round also. I don't know how it gets stuck in the round, but that's what a Coast Guard station kind of looks like back then. Mm-hmm. So I do have experience with stores like this and deliveries.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions?
I have none.
Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter that he submitted.
Okay, do you want to just go ahead and read it? You want to go ahead and read it?
It says the I'm going to mess that name up. The Silicos family, owners of the Rehoboth Professional Center, which is the parcel directly next to them, 87. I have no objection to the construction plans of the Zervi family at the site of the Point Coffee and Bakery Shop, and including the adjoining lots and building contiguous to and just to the north of and west of our professional center. That's from Michael Silicos.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe there's definitely a uniqueness to the property. I also believe that this is the least modification possible for the regulation of the 60-foot overlay to 40 and then to the 10 for C1. And I believe also that the variance is necessary to have reasonable use of the property. That's so the applicant has shown us that also, and he's approached the standards well. I believe the unnecessary hardship also has not been created by the applicant. And a variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And we just got the neighbor next door in favor. And request of the variance is the minimum that will afford relief. So having said that, I make a motion that we approve case number 11,273.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11,273. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
I am more specifically with the regarding the can't be have been created by the applicant. Because of improvements to the two adjoining roads and because of the setback requirements, it doesn't. It just doesn't make it possible to build on that property.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons that have been stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,273 is approved.